You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Phil Jupitus is an English comedian, actor, performance poet. You might know him from pop music quiz show Nevermind the Buzzcocks, but he's also been on lots of those other British panel shows, most notably QI.
Yeah, I love QI. It's a great show.
A lot of fans of QI but around.
I didn't know that this guy was involved in it.
He's been, you know, they have a sort of rotating cast, but he's on pretty regularly. And he's coming to Auckland for the New Zealand International Comedy Festival with a show called Duplicity, which is on the 1st of May.
Awesome.
And I had the chance to speak with him last week, which was pretty exciting, but also a bit intimidating when you're talking to someone who's like built their whole career around speaking, you know, making conversation. So I began by asking if he had ever been to New Zealand before.
No, this is my very first time.
Oh, wow.
I'm quite excited.
Yeah. Do you have any time to explore while you're down here, or are you just here for the show?
I actually think, I mean, if I read my schedule correctly, I think I get one night in Auckland, which does sound like a song. and maybe it's a song I'll write. I might have to write a song called One Night in Auckland. I mean, it's going to be very busy coming to one of the greatest countries in the world and trying to compress the New Zealand national experience into less than 48 hours. I do think I'm in New Zealand for less than 48 hours. I'm kind of going to have to, I mean, forget hit the ground running. I don't think I'll even get to hit the ground. I think I'll just, you know, kind of hovering over New Zealand like a kestrel. So, yeah, it's going to be an odd one. It's going to be a weird one. But I'm hoping to enjoy my brief sojourn.
Yeah, hopefully the 48 hours do not disappoint. I wanted to say, I was really excited to get the chance to interview you because I sort of first became aware of your work when I was a teenager. I discovered Nevermind the Buzzcocks, and I don't think it was ever actually on broadcast television here, but I found it in some part of the internet and got really hooked, not just because it was really funny, but also because you guys just seem to know so much about music.
Lots of people listening to the underground sensation, the cult smash, that was Nevermind the Buzzcocks. I'm hearing this a lot, that we are, I mean, basically most people listen to us was illegally, which makes me feel like a pirate. Me feel kind of like forbidden fruit.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it explicitly, but it was buried in there that, yes, I had to turn to other ways. It was the only way to get it down here in New Zealand.
Okay, that's all right. You breaking the law, Alice. So, I mean, the thing is about, I mean, myself and Sean and Mark, I used to work at a record company. Sean Hughes used to run his own record company. And Mark Lamar had been a DJ on Radio 1 and Radio 2 and BBC GLR for about 5 years. And Mark is one of the greatest authorities on music I have ever known. So, we did know our stuff, yeah, weirdly.
Has music always been important to you and your life and your work?
Yeah, I think it's sort of what propelled me into doing this, really. I mean, what was your first gig? It's always my favourite question to ask people. What was the first gig you went to?
That's a tough question. I don't know if I can remember, which is very sad.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Well, that feels terrible for that band. I mean, what do I feel terrible? No, Alice, I'm spinning this. I feel bad for you. A band was so lackluster, you can't even remember who it was.
Well, I can tell you, I'm going to retrace my steps. I can tell you, I went to, when I was quite young, like I'm going to say sort of 12 or 13, I went to a concert for a band called True Bliss, which was like a New Zealand band that was made through a reality TV show.
Oh, wow.
And that was probably my first big concert.
Well, that is acceptable.
Okay.
I look forward to checking out True Bliss when I arrive in New Zealand.
They're long gone and not very good.
I might look on Spotify now and see if there is anything. Let's check out True Bliss on Spotify, shall we? Well, no, so my first gig was Blondie at Hammersmith Odeon in 1978 when I was 16. It was terrific fun. But so seeing the excitement of seeing the band, I sort of just wanted some of that for myself. I wanted that. I wanted to kind of experience that and what it was like, you know, to do that. But I never got into music. I just wasn't able to kind of to turn that into actual action. And so I think sort of more by accident, really, then I started drifting into writing poetry and then eventually becoming a comedian. And so I just, but it's that, certainly, I think at the heart of me, I just always wanted to be in music. I mean, I've worked loads with bands over the years. People like the Blockheads and the Bonzo Dog Doodla Band. And I had a band myself with Neil Innes, Aidan Edmondson, and Roland Riveron. You know, I've kind of been around the fringes of music for ages, but I've never been that just rock god Alice that I want to be.
I was going to ask, because I read that you started out doing the political poetry and opening for bands, which sounds it sounds to me like it would have been a really intense introduction to performing. I mean, how was that?
I was quite lucky in that Billy Bragg took me out the road with him, and he used to introduce me himself. And Billy was a solo singer performer, so a poet wasn't a difficult sell to Billy's audience, because they were used to the solo performer of Billy, and so his audience were always really lovely to me. Oddly, the Style Council's audience were cool with me as well. I was just quite lucky, really. I was just a big avuncular lad that went out and did his quirky poems, and was easy to transport. I think that was the thing. I think I was quite portable. I think that's why I was a popular support act in the '80s, Alice. It was just down to the fact you could get me in the back of a Volvo.
That is I feel like the beauty of stand-up comedy too. You just, as a performer, you just turn up, right?
Yeah. Well, this is it, you see. And I think that to me, and, you know, having been a poet initially, the freedom of comedy, the fact that I didn't have to rhyme stuff. I didn't even know you could just, I thought comedians, you'd have to write jokes, but actually you can just chat funny, which is a different thing, you know. I like that. I like that a lot. The freedom that it gave me at the time when I made the shift from poetry to comedy, I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, well, since then, I mean, you've had an amazing career. You've done radio, TV, acting, comedy, so many things. At this point, what do you find you really want to work on?
Oh, it's odd. People do ask me this, and I think I like the variety. I think the fact that I can shift and can slalom between things is what I like about the way that I do stuff. I mean, at the minute, having just done a year of acting, I'm very, very happy not to do any acting for a while. It was a funny old year, this one. So I quite like getting back to doing stuff myself. And this year at the Edinburgh Festival, I'm going to be doing 4 shows a day.
Wow.
Four different shows. So I really love mixing it up. My favourite thing about the job is that there is that flexibility to what you do. You know, I can do improv comedy, I can do poetry, I can do a stand-up show, I'm also going to do an art show in Edinburgh. So that's what I like, is the fact that I can jump between things quickly, you know.
And what can people expect at Duplicity?
Well, Duplicity, it's a bit about, I mean, the reason I called it Duplicity is because it sounds like my name. Basically, it really. It's just a funny word I made up that sounds a bit like my name. But so then what happens is, Alice, is you have to kind of justify doing that. So Duplicity, Alice, is my serious look at the dual nature of oneself. Me, as a parent, but also as a son. And please stop me now.
No, this is the soundbite I'm going to use.
Oh, don't you say it. I hate that. I hate when you can't edit your own stuff for people. I had a great thing today that it's like when you do a photo session. You do a photo session with a photographer for half an hour, and you pull one stupid face in half an hour, and that is the photo that will get used. That is the photo they use every single time. But I did a photo session today with a photographer in Scotland, and he said that there's a guy, there was some kind of quite really major Scottish politician. They were bugging him for a photo, and he went, yeah, you can take one. You can take one frame. And the photographer was like, he went, one frame or nothing, mate. Choice is yours. I went, all right, I'll take one frame, but I get to tell you how to stand. I should have said, you can have one word for this interview, Alice. Choose wisely. Would you like a verb or a noun?
Definitely a verb.
A verb? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with paddling. Paddling. You know why I picked that, Alice?
No, why?
Well, it's because you could do it in a canoe or a duck could be doing it. You don't know. You don't know what I meant.
So at your show, the word is paddling, but we don't know if it's a duck or a canoe.
Exactly. But the thing is, Alice, that's why the show's called Duplicity, because just then I was duplicitous to you. Yay! Finally, I justified my stupid joke. I like making up... The thing is, I just really like making up words. My poetry mm-hmm. show in Edinburgh this year is called Survive Owls.
Survive Owls.
Survive... Not Survive Owls. So survive valve, like survival, but valve. So I put the word valve and the word survival together. Because I like doing that. I like smashing words into each other. It's good fun.
Excellent. Well, I feel like I've reached the end of the time that I have allocated to speak to you, but it's been a real pleasure and I'm looking forward to the show a lot.
Alice, there's no shame in saying you're now bored with me.
Never.
Say it together. You are, come on, you say it. Say it. I've had enough now, Phil. Say it, Alice. Just say it.
If I had another half hour, it would be
Alice,
excellent. I would mine into all the things that have happened in your life.
Say the words, Alice.
I won't. I'm not gonna.
Alice.
I'm not gonna.
Say the words.
Thank you. Honestly, it was a real pleasure talking to you.
It's very nice to speak to you as well, Alice.
Say the words, Alice.
When
Alice.
Phil Jupiter tells you to say something.
But I stood my ground.
So that is Phil Jupiter. His, as I said before, his show Duplicity is on the 1st of May. If you want to get tickets to that, you can head to www.comedyfestival.co.nz.
It sounds like it would be a really fun time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.